Ron, Mark, and John. How you doing today?
Hello, I'm doing fine.
Hey, great. Are you looking forward to the playoffs? It'll be your first time ever getting a taste of the NBA playoffs. You excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited for playoffs. It's going to be my first playoffs in the season, so I'm really looking forward to.
Goran, what is the difference for the success you're having this year compared to last year when you seemed a little tentative and not sure of yourself to being a very confident player this year? What's the difference?
Yeah, I would just say confidence, because last year it was really tough for me. I came with a different environment, different people, new culture, and it was a little bit tough for me to adjust. But this year it's a whole new story. I feel like at home, and I'm just playing my basketball. I do my best. I was patient, waiting on my opportunity, and now I'm playing great. So.
Do you give any credit to Alvin Gentry for allowing you to get all these minutes and not have to worry if you make a mistake or not?
Yeah, definitely. When he took over the team, I started to play great. He allowed me just to play my game and be confident. And like I said, when I do some mistake, I don't turn around the bench. I just play my basketball. So that's the main reason.
Does that also go hand in hand with just getting more acclimated to America? I mean, you come over, you're young, and, you know, I think your English obviously is a lot better now than maybe when you first got here. Does that have a big part to do with it as well?
Yeah, I would say. Because like I said, it was different culture, different town. I didn't know nobody here, different people. So I would say I just need a little bit of time to know everybody and to know the league. And I would say that was a huge part to adjust in this environment. So.
Speaking with Phoenix Suns point guard Goran Dragic on Sports 620 KTAR, one of the things that goes unnoticed is just how hard you work defensively. And I think part of the reason for the team's success on defense is that you bring a lot of energy, you're long, you create a lot of matchup problems. And I think everybody talks about how well you're playing offensively, but I'm very impressed with how well you've played defensively. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think so. That's a huge part of my game. Because we know that a few years ago, nobody expected that Phoenix, they're going to play defense. So this year, second unit to really step up in defense. And it's everything starts with the point guard. If the teammates see me that I pressure the ball, everybody start playing defense. So I would say that's a huge part this season for us.
Hey, is there a misconception out there that, because I think for a long time, you know, players that came from Europe, European-style players, they weren't known for playing defense. It was more of an offensive type game that would come from overseas. Is that changing? I mean, the brief time you were playing over there professionally and then coming to the NBA, do you think that's changing a little bit with the European players?
Yeah, I would say it changed a little bit, but still in Europe it's much easier to defend because nobody is so quick than in NBA, and in NBA all the players are more stronger, so it's a little bit different. But still, I think so that you just need time to adjust and everything. And like I said, this season was totally different, and I still want to improve my game and help my team in defense and in offense.
What do you think you've learned the most from playing behind Steve Nash?
Well, I would say to run the team, just to be patient, and if I make some mistake, not to get down, just to play my game. And I still got a long way to learn, but still every day is very important for me, because Steve Nash is one of the best point guards in the league, so I'm really happy that I can play with him on the same team. Yeah.
Do you believe that you're good enough to be a starting point guard in this league right now?
I don't know. I have confidence to be one day. I think so I can run the team, but still I have a lot of games ahead of me, and just I want to work hard and just try to someday to take over Steve's place. So.
Goran Dragic is our guest here on Sports 620 KTAR, point guard from the Phoenix Suns. The Suns have two games remaining. You got Denver and then Utah to wrap it up. Denver tomorrow night at the U.S. Airways Center, and then the playoffs are here. Hey, back to Steve Nash for a minute. He's not going to make you be in one of his movies, is he, on the plane?
I don't know about that. When we're on the play, every time is a different person, different character in the movie, so we're going
to
see that.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're looking forward to it because Barbossa was pretty good, and then, you know, Robin's been in a couple of them, so I'm looking for Goran to make his acting debut.
Goran, when you look at the playoff matchups, is there any team that you prefer, that you feel is a better matchup for you?
For right now, I don't know. Our first goal is just to have court advantage in the playoffs. So we just have to win those two last games, and then we're going to see against who we're going to play. So for now, we're not thinking about matches. We're just thinking about last two games. So
You're getting really good with the English, but if you get really mad at the official, can you use your native language and not get in trouble?
Yeah, definitely. A little bit, because nobody understands. So
that's a bonus right there. I like that. All right, Goran. Hey, as always, we appreciate the time. You've had a fantastic season. It's been a lot of fun watching you grow as a player and help this basketball team win games. And it's a lot more fun winning than losing. And last year, you guys unfortunately didn't win as much as you are this year. I'm sure you're enjoying every minute of it.
Yeah, every minute.
All right, thanks, Goran. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you.
There you go. That's Goran Dragic of the Phoenix Suns, point guard who feels someday he could be a starter, but his time will come.